You are listening to the audio edition of The Economist.
Still in the business section.
Dynergy. Power play. A bankruptcy with a difference.
When a firm declares bankruptcy, shareholders are typically wiped out and creditors seize control. On November 7th, Dynergy, an energy firm, announced a more unorthodox kind of bankruptcy. Its bondholders and other lenders are likely to take a 10% haircut, while shareholders, including Carl Icahn, a maverick billionaire, will retain full control of the firm. This is the latest twist in a remarkable saga. Dynergy, a Houston-based firm, has fallen on hard times since it almost bought Enron, its local rival, in 2001. After Enron imploded, Dynergy's shares plunged, soared, and then plunged again after 2007 as the economic downturn and a boom in natural gas depressed energy prices. Facing a liquidity crisis, management sought a buyer. Late last year, a campaign by Mr. Icahn blocked the sale of the company to Blackstone, a private equity firm, which was willing to pay $5 a share. Mr. Icahn, who now owns 15% of the shares, offered to pay $5.50. After this week's strange bankruptcy announcement, Dynergy's share price is trading around $3.40. Under the deal to exit bankruptcy, which enough creditors are expected to approve, despite the risk of a legal challenge, bondholders will take a loss to reflect the firm's current difficulties, but a smaller one than Dynergy's management had wanted. In return, management and shareholders will get one more chance to turn things around, thanks to a new but temporary financial structure. Whether this will work depends largely on two things, says Julien Demoulin-Smith, an analyst at UBS, a bank. First, will capital markets recover, allowing Dynergy to refinance its debt on better terms? Second, will the Environmental Protection Agency bring in tough new curbs on dirty fuels, turning Dynergy's investment in clean coal into a blessing rather than a burden? If not, Dynergy may find itself filing for a more traditional sort of bankruptcy.